As we continue on the campaign trail, we'll talk with a guest political scientist and legal expert about the race for Wisconsin Attorney General. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 7:37 on this Thursday, August 14th. We'll talk about the differences between Democratic candidate Susan Happ and Republican Brad Schimmel, along with the issues that they are likely to be debating and discussing as this race proceeds. And we will welcome your thoughts, your questions. Which candidate are you leaning towards in the Attorney General's race? What qualities do you look for in an Attorney General? What are the most important issues to you in the AG race? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Howard Schwaber is a professor of political science and legal studies at UW-Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Susan Happ pretty much ran away with the primary on Tuesday night, picking up 52% of the vote in a three-person race. Why do you think that she cruised to such an easy win?
Well, you're right. It wasn't even close. And she has a very nice self-presentation. She's running as a post-partisanship candidate, a Democrat from a Republican district, that's her phrase, a Harley-Davidson riding motorcycle. This may be the first race in history in which both candidates have emphasized the fact that they ride Harleys. It's also true, though, and you know, this is something we need to focus on any time we're talking about primaries. If you remember Eric Cantor's defeat in Virginia and all the attention that got, which is turnout. The turnout was only 10% in Wisconsin for this primary election. I don't have a specific breakdown for how many eligible Democratic voters voted in the AG primary race, but whatever we're talking about, it's a very small number. So she was, I think, the most attractive of the three available candidates, but it's hard to attach a great deal of importance to such a small numerical sample.
Yeah. Some analysis that I've looked at thought that perhaps Dane County DA and the State Senator John Richards, Dane County DA. Thank you. I was looking for his name. He that those two kind of split the liberal vote.
I think that's very possible. Not that Happ is not taking liberal positions. She's come out quite strongly and said that as Attorney General, she would not appeal the federal court ruling on same-sex marriage. She made a strong statement against Wisconsin's voter ID law, saying it will disenfranchise upwards of 300,000 people. But as I say, she is able to sell herself as a moderate, post-partisan figure, someone who can, you know, heal some of the divisions that have turned Wisconsin politics into such a polarized spectacle. Ozan and Richards, by contrast, you know, really came on strong opinions to their base, and there's good reason to think that a lot of Wisconsinites are tired of that kind of polarizing politics.
Well, what do we know about her background in terms of what she stood for as the Jefferson County District Attorney?
Not a great deal. She's quite right that as a Democrat who holds at least some very clearly liberal views, it's noteworthy that she was able to succeed in a conservative, Republican-dominated district. She's a graduate of UW. They're both graduates of UW Law School. They're both graduates of the UW system. There isn't really a great deal of a track record to run on, which is not surprising. She was a successful DA. She has the kind of background you'd expect for a candidate in a race like this.
Yeah. How does Schimmel's experience as Waukesha County District Attorney stack up to Happ's?
He has more experience than she does. In fact, that's one of his telling points. The really interesting thing to me about this race is the way it's echoing, both echoing and departing from the narrative of the gubernatorial race. So Doyle wants us to, Walker wants us to think of Burke as an extension of Doyle. He's running against Doyle as much as running against Burke. It's part of his strategy of saying, look, Burke is a Democrat, a liberal, these are my enemies, come to get me once more. This is the same battle we've been fighting ever since Doyle. Burke wants to present the race as a post-partisan, move forward, let's get beyond this kind of politics attitude, and she's running primarily as a businesswoman, even though, if you go to her website or look at her campaign literature, she does take distinctly liberal positions. Well, Happ is following that Burke script to a T, post-partisan, professional, but still taking strong liberal positions, and Schimmel is following that refer-back-to-Doyle script to a T. He gave a great statement where he said, we cannot afford to go back to the days of prosecuting cranberry farmers. And I don't know how many people in Wisconsin will remember what that's a reference to, but it goes back to 2006 and a suit that Peg Lautenschlager brought against a cranberry farmer for polluting a lake. And that was eventually dismissed. Schimmel is quite literally referring to Doyle-era events in order to paint his opponent as a continuation of that philosophy. It's interesting, when J.B. Van Hollen first ran for office, one of the things that was a successful plank for him was talking about this cranberry pollution case. So Schimmel is really echoing, he's Van Hollen only more so. The piece about that departs from the script at the gubernatorial level is that Walker really doesn't want to be talking about same-sex marriage. He's backed off of that issue to a tremendous degree over the last 8 months. The most recent statement I saw, which is kind of old by now, but this was about a month and a half ago, and he said, well, you know, a federal court has ruled on the Constitution. I don't know about that. And I'm not a Constitution guy. At the same time, Van Hollen, his attorney general, was coming on very hardcore, saying, for example, that the same-sex registry law in Wisconsin couldn't possibly be defended. And he declared that less than a week before the Wisconsin Supreme Court unanimously upheld that very law. So on these kind of socially dividing issues, Van Hollen has had taken a much, much harder line than Walker at least presently wants to take, and Schimmel seems to be continuing that Van Hollen line. So it's really going to be kind of interesting in lots of ways to see whether Schimmel, for example, whether his positions, his stark positions on same-sex marriage weigh down Walker, make it more difficult for Walker to say he's beyond all that stuff. After all, if you're voting for a governor whose attorney general is going to act in a certain way, that may tell you something about what's going to happen. Or whether Schimmel is right in calculating that the two races can be separated and that continuing in the path of Van Hollen is the best way to get elected.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Schimmel says that he would, like J.B. Van Hollen, appeal that same-sex marriage ruling, but Susan Happ says she would not. What is an attorney general supposed to do in a situation like this? A constitutional amendment that's on the books in Wisconsin, and it's challenged. Isn't the attorney general supposed to defend the law?
Actually, yes and no. Yes, that is the job description of the attorney general. But there's a very long history of attorney generals working with their governors or with their presidents at the federal level, choosing not to defend a law that their own office has concluded ought not to be defended. There's nothing unethical or unprofessional about an attorney general reacting to a federal court decision that a law is unconstitutional by saying, yes, we recognize this law is unconstitutional, therefore we will not defend it. After all, all of these public officials take oaths to uphold the Constitution of the United States, as well as that of Wisconsin. So it is a complicated issue, and the ethics are not simple. But Schimmel is quite right that it's part of an attorney general's duty to defend the laws, but he's not quite right when he suggests that's the end of the entire conversation. The political reality is the decision of how to proceed will be made in conjunction with the sitting governor. So, for example, going back to the Cranberry case, it was the reverse situation. When J.B. Van Hollen declined to prosecute that case, Doyle exercised his discretion to appoint a special counsel to do so. Right, so there's an interaction within the executive branch of government there, and that's why it won't quite do for Schimmel to simply say, look, my hands are tied, I have no choice. It similarly won't quite do for Walker to say, this is Brad Schimmel's decision, I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Well, I know that Schimmel also says Wisconsin needs to continue the fight against heroin. It seems that has been one of the big issues in this race. How big do you think that's going to continue to be as we get toward November?
I don't know that would be. I mean, Happ says the same thing, first of all. So Schimmel's claim is that he has a better plan for fighting heroin and opiate abuse than Happ does, and more experience, which is true, than she has in prosecuting cases of this kind. I don't know how much that's going to matter. They're both clearly over the bar of sort of minimal competency. They both have criminal trial experience. Neither one is pro-heroin, right? There isn't a division of opinion on that score. It is not as though Susan Happ is running around promoting drug legalization or anything of that sort. So I don't know how much credit Schimmel gets on that score, on the claim that of being a better drug prosecution. This is going to turn, I think, on those issues of same-sex marriage and voter ID, on those partisan political issues, and on the question of which narrative voters want to adopt. And it's the same issue that's at stake in the gubernatorial race. You have what I'm now going to call the Burke-Happ narrative of saying, yes, we hold these certain positions that are liberal, but our big selling point is that we're moving beyond partisanship. And you have the Walker-Schimmel narrative, as I now call it, which is this is just the same old liberal Democrats attacking us. Our base should rally around us to join against our enemies.
Yeah. While those issues of voter ID and same-sex marriage might be the dominant ones, I know in the primary anyway, Happ differed from her Democratic opponents in that she would not criminalize first-time drunk driving. Does Schimmel have a different view?
I've looked at his materials and I haven't seen a specific statement on the issue. That's actually one that could get some traction, because after all, Wisconsin's had a few prominent instances of government officials being caught up in drunk driving, and I could imagine that becoming an issue. The Schimmel campaign might want to consider making that a major point. There's a backlash problem, of course, which is a fair number of people in Wisconsin like to toss back a drink or two, and you don't want to scare your constituents. So that would be an interesting one to see Schimmel handle.
We are talking about the race for Attorney General in Wisconsin now that the primary is over and now that we know that Democratic Jefferson County District Attorney Susan Happ, the winner of the primary, will face Waukesha County District Attorney Brad Schimmel in the November election. Which of these two candidates would be the better Attorney General? What issues are you following when it comes to this race? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with a professor of political science and legal studies at UW-Madison, Howard Schwaber. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So who do you like in the race for Attorney General in Wisconsin? Do you like Jefferson County District Attorney Susan Happ or Waukesha County District Attorney Brad Schimmel? And what are the issues that matter to you most in this race for Attorney General? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Mary in Madison is with us first. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I support Susan Happ in large part because she's already demonstrated the ability to survive in a bipartisan reality. And I think more than any other office, the Attorney General must be willing to do the right thing and examine the law in an ethical way rather than following a party line. And I think that she has already demonstrated she can do that. And that's what I'm looking for in my Attorney General. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. Yes, Susan Happ, H-A-P-P.
That's exactly the reaction that Susan Happ is hoping for. The comment on ethics was an interesting one. Schimmel is at least a little bit vulnerable on some ethical charges that he declines to prosecute political corruption cases involving people in his own party to whom he was close. You know, Van Hollen had his own ethical issues, conflict of interest claims. In fact, going back to that same Cranberry Farmer case. Susan Happ will be very happy if voters make up their minds based on looking for an AG who is above or outside of partisan politics and whose ethics are unimpeachable. That's exactly where she hopes that the narrative will land.
And let's go next to Randy in Keewaskum. Hello, Randy.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Well, we're talking about ethics. Well, what about the questionable ethics of Happ last year when she charged her political ally, Graham Zielinski, with a first offense drunk driving when, in fact, it was his third offense drunk driving?
Well, I don't know. Do we know that for a fact, Howard Schwaber?
Not that I know of. I have heard some mention of that case, but I really don't know its details. Great example, though, right? If the story turns out to be the way the caller is describing, and the Schimmel campaign can get that out there, that's the sort of thing that could chip away at the ability of Happ to present herself as above partisanship and highly ethical. Absolutely.
1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking about the race for Attorney General in Wisconsin now that we know the Democratic candidate after this week's primary. Susan Happ, Jefferson County District Attorney, was the winner of a three-way primary contest. She ran away with it, picking up 52% of the vote in this three-person race. We did hear our first caller also talk about, which you mentioned as well, Professor Schwaber, that Susan Happ was a Democrat in, I guess, a Republican county. Is that true? How did she get elected? And do we know? I mean, how that happened?
That is true, and she got elected by coming across as, you know, plain folk and a Harley rider, as they say. They're both Harley riders, and it really goes to an important point, which is if you think about Governor Walker, in some ways, Governor Walker has benefited from his enemies. That is, Governor Walker was a polarizing figure from the beginning. But then protests in the Capitol and recall elections, those things turned off a lot of Wisconsinites. A lot of people who might have been sympathetic to the argument that what Walker was doing was wrong were nonetheless turned off by the volume and the character of the response. Happ is trying to distance herself from what you might call the strident wing of the Democratic Party, if I can put it that way. And her ability to succeed in a Republican county is good evidence that she really can do that. To the extent that Wisconsin voters are looking for someone who can be bipartisan, and to the extent she can successfully sell herself that way, that could be a really strong argument. And as I said, Mary Burke is trying to make the same claim in her contest against Walker.
Well, we did look it up, thanks to Cynthia Schuster, about this situation with drunk driving and Graham Zielinski. And according to a column by Daniel Bice, Jefferson County District Attorney Susan Happ said after this case that she was disappointed with the outcome of the drunken driving case against former Democratic Party spokesperson Graham Zielinski. But Happ, who has come under heavy criticism from conservatives, said it was the best plea deal available under the circumstances. Some would say, she has more to say, but it was a plea deal.
Right. Having worked in a prosecutor's office myself, I'm pretty sure I understand what that means. That means for one reason or another, the evidence was less than perfect. There may have been a blown breathalyzer test. There may have been some question about timing. One of the issues in drunk driving cases is that after someone stops drinking, alcohol continues to be absorbed in the bloodstream. So sometimes it's difficult, depending how the police handle the case, it can be difficult to determine what was the BAC at the precise time of the stop. My guess, therefore, reading between the lines, is that they pled out to a first-time offense rather than take it to trial because they weren't sure they could make the more serious charge stick.
Yeah, she was quoted, this was in 2013. Some would say that Mr. Zielinski caught a break in this case, said Happ. I don't disagree, but the law and the Constitution mandated this outcome. So.
And again, the reference to the Constitution strongly suggests some issue with the evidence, something whose admissibility was questionable, and so the prosecutors weren't sure they could win it. Prosecutors, by and large, the reason you often see a DA with a 100% conviction record or a 98% conviction record is they get to only bring the cases they think they're going to win. When prosecutors think there's a weakness in a case, they'll usually negotiate a plea rather than risk taking it to trial and getting nothing.
Let's take another call from Larry in Middleton. Hello, Larry.
Good morning. Well, I support Susan Happ. One reason is that I think she's right to say that criminalizing the OWI first offense is the answer. This would not deter people from doing this. There already are severe penalties for that offense, but it would add a lot to the costs of operating the judicial system. I think she's showing strength not to just recommend a knee-jerk type response of politicians when they're trying to make headway with the public and regarding criminal behavior by saying, well, let's just increase the penalties. That hasn't worked very well.
Howard Schwaber?
I think that's an awfully good point, actually. Politicians, especially people running for a position like AG, but politicians of any stripe, always get much tougher on crime the year before an election. The popular wisdom is that nobody ever lost an election by being too tough on crime, and the way to win votes is always to recommend more and more severe penalties. So this idea of criminalizing first-time drunk driving, you know, may be regarded as simply political grandstanding. In that respect, by resisting that temptation, Happ is showing political courage. The difficulty is, of course, is that conventional wisdom might be right. It might be the case that it's never a winning strategy to stand against increasing criminal penalties, even if that's the right position. Happ is hoping that enough people will agree that it is the right position and recognize the political courage involved, rather than simply responding to this as showing weakness on crime.
Yeah, so what do you expect the first ads to be from each of the candidates, Howard Schwaber?
Brad Schimmel's ads will undoubtedly be talking about activism and AGs and deciding what laws to enforce and what laws not to enforce and how he'll enforce all the laws and protect us from the scourge of crime. Happ's ads will unquestionably be about post-partisanship. You'll probably see her on her Harley again, talking about the way that she's not part of party politics and can work in a bipartisan way.
Yeah, and do you think this is going to be a particularly close race?
I think it might. I think it will be. As I say, I think this echoes the gubernatorial race to a great degree, except that both Happ and Schimmel are sort of more strongly drawn versions of the gubernatorial candidates. Schimmel pulls Walker to the right. Happ doesn't really, maybe arguably pulls Burke a little bit to the left or certainly pushes even more in that direction. And I think that the AG race will mirror the gubernatorial race. I think they're both going to be very close.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Howard Schwaber, Professor of Political Science and Legal Studies at UW-Madison. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Cynthia Schuster, and to Justin Williams for producing and directing these programs. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We will be talking tomorrow at this time about Elvis Presley. I think his birthday that's coming up this weekend? Anyway, that's coming up Friday at this time.